Green.
Green makes me think of German class. I took German class in college because I took Latin in high school. I took 3 semesters of Latin, and the way the university works, you need 4 semesters of a foreign language, and then you're considered proficient in that foreign language. You don't need to take a foreign language here at U of I. You would think logically then that 3 semesters of a foreign language in college would mean you've got, you know, or 3 years of foreign language in high school would mean, you know, you only need 1 more at the college level to be proficient. But no, that starts you back at 0. So I switched gears and I took German in college. And anybody who was taking a foreign language aside from Latin, one of the living foreign languages, can relate to this, how they always try to make these strange cultural links, you know, the cultural units during a foreign language class to help you understand. For example, in German class, whenever they're talking about music, you know, Falco comes up. You see Nina's 99 Luft Balloons video. And the reason it makes me think of all that is their discussion of German politics, where the Grünen Party, the Green Party, seemed to dominate the national landscape in Germany. I don't know that that's how it was, but the German teachers seemed to think it was pretty cool, and they had these pictures of men with chubby fingers waving their fingers around. And that's what German politics is to me. Grünen. Green.
Green. Green. Green reminds me of that song, "It's Not Easy Being Green." And while I understand and appreciate Kermit's metaphor, you know what it ain't easy being? It ain't easy being held down in gym class every day, every other Tuesday, and having aerosol deodorant sprayed in your eyes because the kid doesn't like you. I understand your metaphor, Kermit. It's not easy being green. It's not easy being different. It's also not easy being hit with your own saxophone, because you made the mistake of attempting to express yourself through the band in grade school. Okay, you know what else it isn't easy to do, Kermit? It isn't easy to stop the flow of tears on prom night when you're alone eating a Subway sandwich and watching Dead Poets Society and thinking, wow, maybe that really is the answer. Green.
You know, for a good portion of my life, my favorite color was green. Now it's sort of merging into blue at the moment. But for maybe 5-6 years, it was definitely green. And but before that, my favorite color was yellow. And I know this because I have this book from when I was 6 or 7, where, you know, it asks all these questions that you fill in, and you have, like, this snapshot of what you were like at that age. And it said, what was your favorite color? And I said, yellow. And I think people were trying to tell me that that was sort of a sissy favorite color. Which I really, I mean, I don't agree with. I was never beat up like Eric was, but, you know, that's not why I changed to green. I really did like green better, so I... Green became my favorite color.
Audio footnote. Now that's humiliating. And audio footnote. Green.
Green. So I don't know if she's the mother of my child. She may not be the mama.
Albert.
Yeah.
You didn't bring me down here to Dwayne's Golf-O-Rama to tell me your woes. You came down here to Dwayne's Golf-O-Rama to do 2 things. To solve your woes and to smack some golf balls.
Okay, okay.
Am I right?
Well, I think the second urge was more of a, you know, a subconscious one, the smacking golf balls. Yeah, I do want my problems solved. So let's
distill your problem.
Okay.
She's not the mama.
Yeah, that's what I suspect, yes, that she may not be the mama. It is not at all a certainty that she is
now,
the mama.
Now, are there any other women that you had relations with that might be the mama?
I don't know.
Can you have a maternity test done? bring a maternity suit?
Well, it's very difficult because... you know how I get. I lose track of things. My body image becomes very fuzzy, and I And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not sure who I've slept with.
Oh,
you know?
Albert, hold on. Lift up your sleeve a little further.
Okay.
That is a fine tattoo. What is that, Alpha Reed's head?
I don't even know. I can't really make out my body. My body image is very, very fuzzy.
You are, hold on a minute. There, you're getting sharper already, see?
Oh, cool.
Just a little tracking problem.
Well, you know, I'm not really living in the now, though. I'm living in the 9 months ago. You know, I'm living in the I don't know. I don't know.
Let's try to go back.
I got a strong feeling I fathered something, but I don't know if it was
she's
with her.
The mother.
Yeah.
Do you have the kid with you?
Yeah, it's out in the car. I remember to leave the window slightly rolled down.
Now, have you done a gender check on the child?
The child, it's a boy.
Okay. Well, then there's a few things that we can do.
Now, Tommy, I don't really understand why you want my lunch money. I mean, it's mine.
All right, let me explain something here to you there, Aloysius. That's Allison, if I may.
Yeah?
I'll tell you why I want your lunch money. Because I am a 52-year-old man. Uh-huh. You are a 6-year-old child. Granted, a 6-year-old with a fine command of the English language.
Thank you.
I'm very polite. But I have rent to make. Your $5.50 will help me out this month. Right.
But, I mean, okay, but what'll I eat? I mean, I wasn't going to eat the money, but, you know, I wanted to buy some lunch or candy or...
Insightful, too!
Or something.
Well, what could you eat? Here! Dirt! It's good enough for plants!
I guess I can try it.
Here, take a mouthful of dirt. Isn't that nice? Hearty and rich.
It's kind of dusty. I don't know.
It's dirt! Alright, maybe not dirt. Here, try this. It's a chunk of asphalt.
Oh, that's good.
Good?
Yeah.
Just kind of suck on it until it dissolves. Kind of like a hard candy. Like your grandma used to give you in church. Here, suck on a hard candy.
And there's like rocks in the middle probably once you get
right,
to the...
Yeah. Right, and you'd be like, Grandma, I don't want another hard candy. She'd be like, take the hard candy. And you're like, no, Grandma. And then you had to stab her one night because she just wouldn't stop trying to give you the hard candies.
So you want my lunch money?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that is a lovely head of hair. That is going to be great to work with. Okay, tell me about what you see, and then I'll tell you what I see. Where do you want to go with this haircut?
Well, I'm going to France. I don't know if that makes
France.
A difference.
So are we looking? We're looking Euro. You know, something advanced.
Yeah.
Something a haircut that shows a knowledge of other cultures and a willingness to open the head in question to those cultures.
Something I don't have to wash.
Okay. Something you don't have to wash and a willingness to open itself to other cultures. Okay. Let's dip. Okay. We're off to a running start. Here's the hair that I've taken off so far. Ooh, this is exciting. So you're going to France for how long?
A couple days.
Okay, a couple days. That'll mean... Okay, a little off the back there. Couple Ooh. Days in France. Are you going anywhere else in Europe?
I was thinking Turkey or maybe...
Turkey.
Okay. Transylvania.
Okay, since Transylvania is a maybe, I'll just take off a little spot up. Okay, good. Now, what kind of accommodations do you have up there? Are we talking first class? You gonna travel the trains, live the Spartan sort of life?
I'm gonna do a little of both, I think.
A little of both, that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I take off a up over here and a little over here. Okay, good. Oh, boy. When you see how this is looking, are you ever gonna be excited? Let me tell you.
I'm excited. As soon as you take the blindfold off, I think I can...
Well, you gotta trust me. Do you trust me?
I trust you.
You still trust me?
I've been coming to you for 5 minutes now. I think I can...
Okay. Now, are you on the train? When you're on the train, are you going to be sitting with somebody, you're going to stake out your own territory and put your bag on the seat next to you.
I'm going to put my bag next to me.
Okay, I'm going to have to get at those bangs then.
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, when you stay in hotels, are we thinking, are we going to swipe the soap, or are we going to leave the soap where it is?
I'm going to take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa, I'm really beginning to see the beginnings here. I feel just like Michelangelo must have.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yes. You look confused.
I am.
Well, just imagine how confused I am. So.
Oh, right. Sorry. So intent on trying to hit the little ball retrieving card. Completely forgot what we were talking about.
Okay.
All right, Albert. So, we have a definite gender on the child.
Mm-hmm. It's a boy. Definitely a boy.
Now, have you looked into a maternity test?
Well, I gotta tell you, it's something I'm kind of hesitant to admit to anyone except you, because you're such a close friend, that I'm very nervous about this, that I don't know who the mother is.
This guy, he doesn't know who the mother of his child is!
Okay.
He's got this kid!
Well,
seriously, he doesn't know who the mother is!
The man obviously has good taste in hats, yeah. So I guess it's, my information is safe.
Hey, here, I got you a Diet Coke from the snack bar while you were talking there.
Oh, thanks.
Yo, no, that's him. Yeah, this is him over here. No idea.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, those are just some guys.
Sure.
I met them. They're in town with the hairstylist convention.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking is maybe we could frequent some of the places that I used to go when I would get really vague about myself and. You know, we could have the little tyke in tow and just try to recreate the circumstances, and you just kind of watch what I fall into.
Is all right,
plan that I was working on.
I have a better plan.
Do you?
Just a slight variation.
I'm all ears.
You lead me through your steps.
As far as I know, I'm all ears. Okay.
You know, you let me experience what you experienced,
mm-hmm.
And perhaps by watching from the outside, you can then recreate.
Okay.
The events.
Well, we're going to have to make your body image very fuzzy, then.
All right, let's go to the parlor. Let me get a tattoo of Oliver Reeves' head.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
So, I talked to my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he doesn't really, I don't think he agrees with this whole, this whole lunch money asphalt thing.
I've got a good idea.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking. Why don't we stop referring to it being the sum of money as your lunch money and begin referring to it instead as my rent money?
Okay, well,
therefore there is no confusion.
Well, he doesn't think that your rent money should be going to you, I guess.
But see, then there is a basic fallacy in his logic, for it is clearly been deemed my rent money.
Yeah. Okay, but he doesn't want me to eat the asphalt either, and I don't know what to eat. Or maybe you don't care, do you?
Not really. I have to keep a roof over my head and 3 squares in my tummy.
Can I move in with you?
Hey! Yes. Do you have the rent yet?
I'm working on it.
Well, what's the hold up?
That's when a couple of guys go into a bank with guns.
All right, wise guy, I want the rent. Is this kid giving you trouble?
No.
No, he's not giving me trouble. Yes, he is. If I gave you the boy, would you consider him collateral on the rent?
Let's see. Look up and down. What's your name?
I don't tell my name. Strangers.
Well, he's obviously well bred then.
His name's Aloysius. Allison for short.
Okay.
See, I don't mind if other people tell that story.
Well, you know, I do have a hole in the ceiling where the rain's coming through. Suppose I could use him to stop that up. All right.
You hold on to him until I get you your money, you dirty bastard.
All right. Quite a creation we're putting together here.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Now, are you bringing a camera along with you?
I'm bringing a couple and a video camera.
Video camera.
Too. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Digital.
Okay. I'm gonna have to do a little bit of dying then. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask what color?
No.
Okay.
As long as the trust is still alive.
Right. I trust you.
Okay. I think we're just about ready. I think that's all the questions I need to ask.
Okay.
So, you can go.
Okay. But what about the blindfold?
Oh, well, that's got to stay on.
Oh.
Okay. Do you trust me here? I do hope you trust me.
I trust you. Yeah, yeah. Are you going to... Can I help me get out of the store?
Absolutely. We have an escort service ready to take you to the taxi.
Okay.
And you do trust me, right?
I trust you. I trust you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck. You're going to have a great time in France.
All right. Well, this is an interesting predicament here, Albert, because here we have retraced all your steps. And I don't really know where it came from, but now I have a baby.
Yeah.
But I've done a little detective work. Done a little 2+2=4-age.
Uh-huh.
And I put your baby next to my baby.
Yeah.
And examined the similarities.
What'd you come up with?
Well, if you look both here, I've taken these photos and used a piece of software that I stole from the National Criminal Database.
Mm-hmm.
I've eliminated all facial features. I've fed in scanned pictures of you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And eliminated all facial features on both babies that could belong to either one of us.
Right.
Now I'm going to show you a composite of our babies.
Okay.
When you take away my features from my baby and your features from your baby. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have something that looks... a picture that looks vaguely like the mother of our child.
All right.
Because I figure it's probably the same person because, you know, he did the same things and ended up with the kid.
Obviously.
All right, I'm just going to press enter here on the computer. And
okay.
Here's the picture.
Oh, my God. It's...
All right. Hello, Mr. Dirty Bastard.
Yeah?
I'm here to pick up the boy and give you my rent.
I'm afraid there's going to be a surcharge. I hope you've got a little extra. He doesn't keep the water out so good.
Well, he's not very absorbent.
He whines a lot.
You should have got a boy with wings.
Yeah,
I tried.
They're ultra absorbent.
Alright.
Alright, I got a bag full of money here.
Yeah.
Mr. Dirty Bastard.
Alright.
Do you mind if I just call you Dirty?
Absolutely.
Alright, Dirty.
I mean, I absolutely mind.
Oh. Alright, Mr. Bastard.
Yeah.
Can I come down?
Yes, get out of the hole, kid. Taking you home.
Ah, good.
Now,
my carpet's wet.
I'm gonna give you all this money. See, look, crisp, clean, dollar bills.
All right.
So, can you take the kid now?
I guess, but next month it's coming right back.
No problem. Hey, did you take a look at these dollar bills?
No, what?
That's not George Washington.
But this isn't real money. The face of George Washington has been...
Hi. Is this seat taken?
No. Sit down. Whoever you are.
Can I just say... I'm a big fan of all your work.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I really thought all 52,000 parts that you played in Gladiator were just phenomenal.
Yeah, that was my best work.
Mr. Reed, will you make sweet love to me?
Ah, you know it, baby.
Dun-dun! Dun-dun!
Dun-dun! We win! We have now gone over the limit!
Yes.
Well, that was funny, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
This has been another episode of What Jalen's Like. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
James.
James.
He's been sitting in that chair. Hey, I want everybody to know that I'm in the wrong chair, and I think I've handled myself very well.
So in case you thought Eric sounded something like Chirpia, we'd be interested in conducting a poll if it is, in fact, the chair that makes the man. So if you thought Eric was especially Matt-esque this week, do give us an email, whatjalislike@hotmail.com, for that or any other concern, because we would at least put on a reasonable facsimile of love to hear from you. What Jalen's Like will be back next week, so please stay tuned. But please stay tuned to Weft all week long, because it's the right thing to do and a tasty way to do it. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.